One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to The Bro Show. My name's Lucas.
My name is Jacob, even though I don't like names because they separate us.
Oh, yeah, we should all just be one.
Yeah, what song am I thinking of? We talked about this in a previous podcast. Kylie Minogue, the end of Say Something. Can we just all be one? Dun, 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 dun. Whatever she said at the end. That's how I felt. I felt like I was conveying that message. Nah, names are cool. They're powerful.
As you can see, we're both wearing sunglasses because Jacob reminded me that last week we said, let's do the next podcast wearing sunglasses the entire time because we just want to see the psychological effect it has on us. Because there are those people, they wear sunglasses inside.
Yeah, so just to recap, I was saying masks make me feel confident. And then Someone on Reddit said, masks and sunglasses make me feel confident. And I never wear sunglasses. Like, even when it's sunny as F outside, I never wear them. So I'm like, this is like my first time wearing sunglasses in a while. And it feels like I'm really cool.
Yeah, I do feel, like, protected. I just feel like a whole different... I feel like, I feel like I have a shield around me. I feel like I have a bodyguard present.
Yeah, you know? It feels like no one can F with me.
I know, like, what do you actually think, though? If you see someone wearing sunglasses inside, what's your first thought? Because my first thought is, douchebag.
Okay, this is what I want to say. If I didn't watch, like, celebrity shows... Oh, like people talking about it, I wouldn't think anything. I honestly wouldn't think anything.
But wouldn't you just kind of be like, if it was nighttime inside a restaurant, you're like...
I wouldn't think anything, but since I watch these like celebrity shows, I would think, oh, they just think that they're famous.
But it is weird because like Lady Gaga, for example, I think she's cool when she wears sunglasses inside, but other people can't.
No, but if someone wears sunglasses...
she's allowed to.
If like someone I was hanging out with started wearing sunglasses inside, I wouldn't like... I would honestly just be go them.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't care, but, like, my first thought would be, like, oh, they're a douche. You
know what I mean? I guess it just, because it does make you feel like you're hiding behind something, which can be a good thing.
If you
want to feel a little bit more like yourself, you know?
I wanted to see if there were any studies on wearing sunglasses inside, but there weren't to my knowledge. I mean, why would anyone ever study that when you really get
down
to it?
But there wasn't any, like, confidence studies or anything? Well, like, I guess the only studies I'll probably do sunglasses make your eyes healthier during the sunshine.
Yeah, so since there weren't any studies on that, I did go to Reddit, which is the next best thing.
Let's move our bottles. It looks like this is a sponsor.
I mean, I want to be sponsored by Yeti.
It looks like we're trying so hard to show the brand. I'm done. They aren't paying us, so I'm moving on.
I'm keeping mine because, like, I want them to send me free stuff.
If you are watching Yeti, anyone that works at Yeti, if you have possibilities to send us free shit, send us free shit. And I will place it up. But I'm only doing it if it's for a fee. It's just like Cardi B says, I'm only doing it if I get paid a fee. Okay, what are you saying? I'm done.
But I'm doing... I'm I'm putting together my own study. I'm looking at people's answers on Reddit and forming my own hypothesis on wearing sunglasses inside and if it is a confidence boost.
Okay, okay.
So on Reddit, somebody posted 3 years ago, why do I feel more confident and less self-conscious when wearing sunglasses? And these are people's responses. It isn't specifically about being inside, though. That's the only caveat.
Well, because, yeah, that's the thing is that with this whole thing, sunglasses are called sunglasses, so they're meant for the sun, but it's a whole different thing if you're wearing them during the winter when there's no sun out, or like,
well, the
when
winter,
you're just
sometimes
inside.
Sometimes that's when I do have to wear sunglasses, when the snow's out and it's all reflecting.
When it's gloomy, though, like on a winter day. Yeah. That's what I want to know about. Like, does that make you feel like an extra bad person? Bad in a good way. But bad in a good way. You don't need ass.
So I'm just going off of people's replies. Someone said, I find that when I'm wearing sunglasses, people can't see my eyes, which usually reveal my emotions, even when you're trying to hide it. So that would be a reason why these people wear sunglasses.
I could be crying right now, but no one would know.
Yeah, we could literally, you could even actually make an annoyed expression. I can't really tell as much as if you had your sunglasses off. I swear to God.
Okay, make a emotion, but really intense. You just are, like, despising me.
Oh, what's my now?
Kind of just happy.
Oh, no, I was trying to do a sad one.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that it does disguise your emotions. So, like, if you don't want people around you knowing your emotions for some reason, then this is a good idea.
If you have a lot of mood swings.
Yeah.
And I just thought of what sunglasses actually made me think. Right when I put on these sunglasses, I just felt like I was on drugs. And what I mean by that, I don't feel like I'm hallucinating. I feel like people think I have red eyes and I'm trying to hide it. Like I just did cocaine or something. That was immediately what I thought of. That just flashed my brain. But that's what I thought of first of all.
Somebody also said, it's all eye contact. There was a study done where subjects were placed in a room with a one-way mirror. This was eventually revealed to be a two-way mirror with a crowd that was watching the subject. Half of the time the crowd had sunglasses on and they found that the subject only blushed when he could see the crowd's eyes.
Oh, that makes sense.
What? That's weird. Wait, but I thought, like, if all of a sudden it was revealed to me that the whole crowd was watching me and they all had sunglasses on, so I wouldn't be as embarrassed as if they were bare-eyed?
I didn't think about that, but that does make sense because if I was performing and, performing whatever, and they all had sunglasses and you don't even know what they're like, what they're even doing. It seems like they're not even there, to be honest.
We should do a podcast bro show tour, and it's required. Like, hopefully by the pandemic wouldn't be happening in this hypothetical world, but we would still require sunglasses to get into the building.
Oh, wait, like, but what do sunglasses have to do with the virus?
Because what I was thinking was requiring masks.
Oh my God.
But can you imagine if we required the audience to wear masks and sunglasses? I feel like I actually would not have any stage fright.
Because I don't want to see you guys.
Would have no stage fright. Or that'd be so funny if you had a concert and you made the audience face the other way. They had to sit the other way.
You just went on tour still.
Sia did that though. Like she didn't perform like to behind. Like she never faced the audience of performing. At least I think it's some late night performances.
For real?
Yeah, she would just, like, face away.
Didn't she used to never show her face, but now she does?
Does she now? I know, like, people know what she looks like, but when she's Sia, like, the artist, I think
she
still has her.
She probably doesn't, actually, yeah.
No, she hasn't, like, released anything in a while, I don't think.
No, the last thing, there was just this GIF of her that popped up in my YouTube recommended. I don't know why it popped up, but it was an 8-second.
A GIF?
Eight-minute meme video. I guess it's not a GIF, but it's a meme video. Those always pop up in my YouTube recommended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just little 8 seconds videos that saying, like, Stan Twiddle does this, and then it's like,
oh, yeah, those
have
been popping
something
up in mine, too. I always click on them, so they keep getting recommended to me.
I really click on them, but they still show up.
I always click because, like, clicking on, like, a 20-minute video, it's a commitment, but just clicking on a little 8-second, it's like, oh, I'm down to see what this is. Like, I saw one say that. For some reason, it was Millie Bobby Brown, and then she said, hi, and then Dua Lipa replied, hey, it's Blua Beepa. I don't know what the context was, but that was what the video was.
Didn't Millie
It was like
Bobby...
a skit or something.
So it was just them hanging out, kind of?
I think it was a skit, because, like, what else would you say? I'm Blua Beepa.
Yeah. Maybe that's, like, an inside joke for people on Twiddle.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Didn't Millie Bobby Brown have to apologize for people making memes about her running over gay people? Didn't she have to confront it and say, this is all a lie? But That's why I don't know what they
feel bad for her people in that situation.
People believed it. People like okay, these Twitter people didn't believe it. But actual news, I don't know, like these people that are a little bit older that don't go on Twitter often actually believed it.
It could have just even been anyone of any age. Like, if they don't know, like, it was a joke, they'd be like, wait, she's just homophobic or what? So if you guys don't know, there was a meme on Twitter, like, all over the internet. It still kind of goes on, but it kind of was a big thing, like, 2 years ago, maybe. Where Millie Bobby Brown, people would just pretend she was homophobic. Like, they would say, like, Millie Bobby Brown when, like, she's a gay on a street. And it would show, like, a car run over a person. Like,
yeah.
For some reason, remember when I first saw him, I thought it was so funny. Because I was just like, oh, it's funny thinking of, like, for some reason, it's just so ridiculous that it was funny. But then I forget, like, that sucks for her. Like, she was saying, like, it affects, like, her. Like, she's in, like, she doesn't want people are on the internet just thinking that she's actually homophobic. And like that would suck when like a meme gets so big. There's no way to stop it or control it. And like no even if she tells people to stop, like, they're still just gonna pretend she's homophobic.
Well, I know my opinion is problematic, but I still think it's funny. Even though I feel bad for Millie Bobby Brown, I was on TikTok a few weeks ago, and this like 20-second video popped up that was so funny. It was this girl saying, did you guys know that Dua Lipa's homophobic? This was like before all this DaBaby stuff, but this is just like a random TikTok. And then it showed a picture of Dua Lipa, just a still picture. And then it just said in this British voice that was so fake, said, I hate gay people. And it was so funny, but that one.
Oh, yeah, because it was the most obvious, obnoxiously over-the-top British
accent.
But
it was the same with the Millie Bobby Brown one. Like no, the people that believed it probably didn't watch those videos because the videos are so obnoxious and fake, you know?
Oh, that makes sense.
They're literally I just remember it was her behind the wheel and then a PNG of like a gay person with an iced coffee. Typical gay person with an iced coffee. And then her running over and saying, move out of the way, Afford.
Oh, yeah. And then what was the other homophobic thing that went viral? Oh, we sent it to our sister and she believed it. It was this fake Kim Kardashian Twitter account that just said, it actually looked real. Like, somehow they made it look like it was verified. Like, they used an emoji of a check mark, so it looked like it was Kim Kardashian verified.
Twitter changed that, by the way.
You can't do that.
I went to that account, and I guess they tried doing it again, but I guess, like, they changed the rules.
So this was the tweet. It wasn't really homophobic. It was just more like, you're a dumbass. The tweet was, I just found out gays are real. And then it was a broken heart emoji.
No, it was even more simple. I think it just was, gays are real, and then a broken heart emoji.
Yeah, so it kind of was like, what? Like, did you hate gays? Or like, it was just so funny. We sent it to our sister, and she actually was like, Kim is a mess up. She's like, ever since she got with Kanye, like, she is just so problematic now that we had to tell her it was fake. So I can see how these things could get. I saw Billie Eilish's brother actually tweeted something about this.
Oh, because I saw that too, because I guess people make these fake updates accounts, and they would show a picture of Billie Eilish and say, in an interview with Vogue, she said blank, 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 and it was problematic.
Yeah. And he said he was fine with people doing jokes, but he just wishes like they would say like it was satire or something, because then all these people actually believe that said that.
It was so weird because people tweeted this, and then when you looked at the quote tweets, it had like 6,000 quote tweets. And if I had to guess, I feel like most people that quoted that saying, this is so bad, knew it was a joke, but they wanted to spread the misinformation.
Oh, yeah.
But with the Kim Kardashian thing, basically, yeah, the person would change the username to Kim Kardashian somehow. But when you clicked on the link, when the person did that, they did it multiple times with other celebrities. You would like copy the tweet and then paste it in a text message and it looks real. But then when you click on it and go to Twitter, you can tell it's fake because it's not actually verified.
Oh, and
the username isn't even Kim Kardashian West.
Bro of the week time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Homage.
Oh, yeah. Also, to plug your single.
Oh, yeah. Homage to me.
Oh, yeah. But first, we have to shout out Rio. Rio is bro of the week. And if you are watching the video, you can see there's actually two human beings in the photo. And she explained, she says, first of all, we emailed Rio saying she was bro of the week. And she wrote, bitch, is this a scam?
That's hilarious.
She said, where the F is Ashton? Because I feel like I'm getting punked. Anyways, here's a pic of me and my sister.
What's Ashton? Is that like a show that I didn't?
Oh, Ashton Kutcher, the show Punked?
Oh, the Gen MTV Z doesn't know. The MTV show, though.
Gen Z doesn't get it.
He was the host?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here's a pic of me and my sister. We stan y'all so hard. I don't know if Jacob remembers, we did a cameo for us. And do you remember doing a cameo for Lil Beige and Lil Kayak?
I'm not sure.
And it was about Free Britney.
I feel like I haven't talked about Free Britney on Cameo.
Oh, they said you sang Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, then they just wrote hashtag Free Britney. So I guess that wasn't actually about that, but you did sing it. They said love y'all, and they also said happy Pride Month, baddies, because they were nominated Bro of the Week in June.
Thank
a lot
you.
Of people are confused when we send them that they're Bro of the Week, because then they're like, wait, you never actually put me in the video. We actually usually send them out ahead of time just so we get ahead of it. So if you got an email for Bro of the Week,
you will sometime soon.
Yeah, at some point you will be Bro of the Week. It might just be like a month out.
So Rio, Bro of the Week.
Oh my God.
You are amazing.
Yeah, thank you
so much.
I tried
to think of a butter award. Like, you are delightful. Is that good?
Oh yeah, thank you so much, Rio. Shout out to your sister. And if you any of you guys ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and enter. Just join and you could be Bro of the Week. I can't say sweepstakes anymore because somebody emailed us saying that we might get sued. I would always jokingly saying, enter the Bro of the Week sweepstakes. And they said, oh yeah, that's actually illegal. So I'm going to start saying you could just be Bro of the Week. For a shout out. Shout out.
Shout out to be Bro of the Week.
But what was I going to say?
I want to use Snapchat filters to see what they are. I haven't used them in a while.
Oh, yeah. So with those filters, in the photo, they're wearing a Snapchat filter. But does Instagram just copy the same ones, or are they always different?
I think they're different, but it's the whole entire thing is copied when you get down to it.
Oh, yeah.
Snapchat. But they just ran with it. And
the iconic dog one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That everyone used to look cute.
And it basically proved that everyone's secretly attractive to dogs and everyone's into bestiality,
oh, yeah,
but no one wants
to
admit it.
Why is it that whenever anyone does a dog emoji, they automatically look just cuter? But not like in a sexual way. It's more just like, oh, how cute.
Because
it's not like, I think it's because we find dogs cute. I don't ever look at someone with dog face and say, hell yeah.
Yeah, I just pulled that out of my ass.
But I believed you at first. That's just so you can just make up shit and people believe it.
But it does kind of sound real. Like, okay, this is just a fake ass thing I made up, but they did the dog emoji because they know people are attracted to dogs. And that's why everyone looks hot when they do it. I don't know. Like, it sounds like a real thing.
I feel like I had something really important to say, now I can't remember it.
I'm tired of wearing sunglasses, but I'm going to keep them on.
Let's just commit to the whole podcast.
Yeah, I just love seeing actual light. It looks so dark and...
Well, these sunglasses are a little
bit
unique. I just put them on for the very first time right now. They're actually Matthews, and it makes everything yellow.
Okay,
do you want to switch? I want to see what you're seeing. Don't look at our eyes. You can only see this podcast without sunglasses
if
you're on the
Patreon. My eyes are so red.
Oh, I like mine better. Like, these are more like, they make everything darker. Mine was more yellow.
Oh, these like don't, yeah, Anna's dark for sure.
But yeah, what were we talking? I feel like we had, back to the circus. Jacob has a song called Clown Up on his YouTube channel.
Oh yeah.
Stream it now, even Clown though it's not on streaming services.
YouTube's a streaming service basically.
Oh yeah, on YouTube Music only, exclusively, because they bought YouTube Music bought it, they bought out the song so it can't go on Spotify
that's
or Apple.
That's why, yeah. That's
so you
exactly
can only
why.
Listen on YouTube.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the works.
Yep.
It has no artist name, so it's a mystery who made the song.
Oh, yeah. See, that's good. You don't have your name attached if you ever want to distance yourself from it. You're just
acting like it's maybe I'd want to distance myself if it got a billion streams and I want to do something new, but who knows? It does have potential.
You never know.
Yeah, everything has potential if you believe in it.
By the time this podcast goes out, it might have a billion streams.
That's what's scary.
The podcast won't be going up for 5 days.
A lot can happen in 5 days. But yeah, it's just when you listen, it's going to be an experience. Well, I think it's an experience. Maybe I just am mobile hyping it because I love the song so much, but it's an experience. It's a roller coaster ride of feelings.
It's an auditory adventure.
Yeah. Anything else about it?
About what? Oh, the song?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait to do it.
We should wait till right now when we're recording this, the song hasn't been even released yet. So we have to wait to see the reaction of the public. Then next episode, you can kind of do your genius moment where you do lyrics explained. You know what I mean? Now, we don't know what the response is, so this isn't the moment yet.
I could literally be canceled.
Explain your artistic expression, you know?
Maybe I did something problematic and I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I actually get scared with that. Like, when I upload a video, I'm like, what if, like, I accidentally said something offensive? Even though, like, in my day-to-day life, I don't say offensive things, you know what I mean? But, like, I'm just scared. Like, what if I accidentally said something and it sounded like something? Or, like, if I just say something and I didn't know it was offensive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so when I film a YouTube video, when I do the podcast, I actually don't censor myself. Because just in regular life, I don't say, like, you know what? All gay people should be locked in cages. Like, that just isn't in my vocabulary. Or, like, any minority. I just don't say shit like that. But like, yeah, I sometimes do think, like, wait, what if I didn't know this was a bad thing?
Well, I guess then you just learn and become a better person through the experience.
But then you're already canceled on Twitter. I don't know how it works. I'm not famous enough to get canceled anyway, so...
Oh, this is what I was gonna say. When I was thinking about Bro of the Week, you know, we said we email people and shit.
Yeah,
I was thinking of our podcast when this wouldn't happen. But like, imagine if someone faked being the Bro Show and email people saying they're a Bro of the Week. And they're like, all you have to do is Venmo $5.
Oh my god!
You guys don't fall for those scams. They're everywhere.
I know. They're emailing a bunch of people.
Okay, I actually see that on YouTube videos a lot, where like people will act like they're the YouTuber and be like, just click this link and like you can join something or something like that.
If you look at YouTube comments, there's some crazy ones.
Yeah.
Like people doing random links, just all this crazy shit.
So what should we talk about first? I actually have a whole segment planned. I don't even know. We don't know what each other have planned. It's a mystery.
First of all, should we say that we're filming at night? So
oh,
like,
yeah, so it might be a whole different vibe. Not only wearing sunglasses, but it is the evening.
We're like 20 minutes in, so like, let us know like if you noticed a vibe. Because I kind of noticed a vibe, and I don't know if you noticed the vibe. I don't know what the vibe is, but I'm feeling right now, it feels like we're about to go to a party. That's the vibe that I'm getting.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't getting that. What I was going to say was it's like an uncaffeinated podcast. Because usually, but I still feel energetic, but usually in the morning I drink coffee and that's when we shoot the podcast, but now it's nighttime, I'm just my regular self, without drugs, sober.
Yeah, I just hate being addicted to shit. Like,
I kind of love being addicted to caffeine.
Even
now.
Caffeine, like, I just hate being addicted to shit because then I sometimes think, I'm tired. And then it's like, well, this is because you drink caffeine every effing day and now you have a slump time for an hour every day, so you better fucking quit.
Actually don't think coffee does anything to me anymore. Because I only drink one cup. Like, that's nothing. If you're actually addicted to coffee, don't you have, like, coffee at, like, 5 times throughout the day? I just have one cup. Like, that isn't doing anything.
I Googled, and the maximum... Well, the recommended maximum. So, like, this is just, like, you're healthy if you have this much caffeine. It's 400 milligrams, and, like, a regular cup of coffee is, like, 100 to 95 milligrams. So, if you have 4 cups of coffee, it's still... apparently healthy.
Yeah, but I just have one in the morning to kind of boost me. But yeah, I don't feel any effect though. Like you know what I mean? I feel like I just drink Keurig coffee, so maybe that doesn't actually have anything.
For me, it's all over the place. There's some days where I drink coffee and I'm actually like, whoa. Like something was in that shit. And then there's some days where I drink coffee and I'm just like, okay, I'm just chilling. Then there's some days where I drink coffee and it's like, I don't like this feeling. You know, it's all over the place, but it's kind of the adventure that I'm signing up for.
But I think it's because I just drink, like, low. I always get, like, small coffee. And I swear, like, I think I'm, like, really special because coffee doesn't affect me. I'm trying to be unique. But I swear, one time I had a black eye from Starbucks. I think that's what they call it, where it's, like, a coffee with, like, 3 shots or something. And I got it because I was like, I want to see what this is like. Maybe this will be my new thing. And I took a nap after. Because I think if you have too much, you get tired.
Yeah, there's been times where, like, I feel like I max out at one coffee. Because I've had 2 coffees before just to see what happens. And I have it at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I end up being tired. So.
Yeah, because when I had that black eye, all that happened was I got a headache and I was like, and then I just took a nap. So I think if you overdo it, you just get a headache and take a nap.
I just don't ever want to be a headache person. You know how people sometimes say, I have a headache. Like yesterday I woke up with a small headache and I was like, this never happens. Am I going to become one of those headache people? You know what I mean? Those headache people?
I didn't even know there were headache people.
No. Okay.
Wait, I understand. I have headaches. Am I a headache person? Because I swear sometimes I have headaches. Have you always viewed me as a headache person?
No, you're
a low
headache person. But what I mean is that, you know those one people where they're always popping ibuprofen?
Like mom.
But not even mom. People out of our family. Those people in high school that always just did this saying, I have a headache, and they took, like, medicine. But I just don't want to become a headache person because headaches are so painful.
Or like Khloe Kardashian. She suffers with migraines.
Oh, yeah, the ad?
And she also talked about him, the Kardashians.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
No, actually, migraines do suck. I just thought it was funny because she's Khloe Kardashian.
I love how you're saying, like, I feel bad. I feel like the energy you have when you talk about headache people is you think they choose it.
No. What I mean is that I don't want to become. Like,
you think these bitches are choosing to have headaches.
What I mean is, when I woke up that one day.
It's like being like, I don't like seizure people or something. It's like, they can't choose it.
No. When I woke up the other day with the headache, I actually felt like if I, for some reason, turned into a headache person, I'd be so mad because it hurts so bad.
Yeah, that would
suck. What I mean. I don't, obviously you don't get a pick if you have headaches, but I just mean, like, I just want to somehow
but
avoid them.
But I think there is a thing where if you don't want to get a headache, you get a headache. I swear to God, so you actually shouldn't not want to be a headache person because that attracts headaches to you. Because whenever I got Botox, you can't take Advil a week before. I never take Advil for headaches, but when it would get to a few days before I was going to get Botox, I would be like, oh shit, I have a headache, I have to take Advil. But I'd be like, I can't because I'm going to get Botox, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, so when you...
struggles with Botox.
When you usually have a headache, do you take anything or no?
Oh yeah, I always take Advil. I feel like Advil is totally fine. Why are you like against it?
No, no, I'm just laughing. You're thinking about someone watching this and thinking for like the last 3 minutes, like when you didn't make that joke of me thinking like headaches are just like something that you choose.
These days we're all shopping online. It's all we do. Shop, shop, shop till you drop on
drop,
the computer
drop, drop.
Or the mobile device or even on your smart TV. I'm sure you can shop on there as well online. It's everywhere. You know, and you know, when you online shop, we see that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech to gaming products to popular fashion brands, even your favorite food delivery service.
Okay, so this is how Honey works. I know you guys are all dying to know. Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite stores, Amazon, ASOS, shopping for anything. When you're at the checkout, the Honey button drops down and all you have to click is apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices jump.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. I actually used Honey this past week and I bought some wigs for this bald head of mine.
It's for a video, right?
Yeah, I did a video testing a bunch of wigs and I used Honey, saved about $6. And that's $6 I now have in my pocket that I would have had to give to some company.
Saving money by the purchase.
Thanks, Honey.
Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings. That's an insane amount of money. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free. You didn't join
free.
Me. At joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
Thanks for sponsoring this episode, Honey.
Honey bun, honey.
Honey, honey, honey. In my tummy, tummy, tummy. Save me money, money, money.
Okay.
But what should we get into first? I actually have a kind of a Wendy Williams segment planned of Hot Topics.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Wendy Williams Hot Topics segment, and then I have some stuff.
So should we just get into the Hot Topics?
Yeah, let's get into the Hot Topics.
And I felt like we had to do this because...
She's on break?
Yeah, I usually watch Wendy Williams Hot Topics when I make dinner at night, because that's like around the time it gets uploaded to YouTube. So like, if I'm like cooking, like she's in the background like talking about people, you know?
Yeah.
But she's on summer break. I feel like she shouldn't be allowed to go on break.
I mean, I want it every day.
Like, I feel like she's allowed, Wendy, if you're listening, you're allowed to take like a week off. I get it. Take a vacation, maybe even 2 weeks, but you don't need a month off. Get back to work. Get back to work right now.
I saw this funny ass TikTok of Wendy Williams. It was someone acting.
Wasn't she told death to everyone? Death to them all.
Oh, is she? What was she saying? Was she talking about Britney Spears?
I saw this compilation where like multiple times throughout the years, when she talks about people, she doesn't like, she said, death to them all.
She sounds so serious.
Death to all of them. Like, it actually has the vibe of like she's a queen of some medieval civilization and she has the power to just kill people. That's the vibe it goes, it gives off.
Yeah, so I watch Wendy Williams Hot Topics, and I also watch when she invites someone from like E! Newsan and they somehow have inside gossip. I love those ones. But then there's some parts of Wendy Williams, well, I don't watch them, and I feel like you guys might not either. Like when she does like, these are trendy items, and then when she does what I eat in a day or whatever.
I only watch Hot Topics and sometimes the interview like once a year if it's someone good.
Oh, the interview's actually good because during the interviews, she's shady.
I know, she's always like rude to people. Like, remember she's had people on where she's just like mean to them. I'm like, why would anyone agree to go on?
Yeah,
but that's sometimes she's nice though, so it depends.
That's why, if Wendy Williams wanted me to go on a show, like I honestly would be scared because I feel like she'd ask the most uncomfortable questions.
I know.
And I would be like, what am I doing him?
But I think that's like her shtick. Because even before she was, I watched like her documentary about her on, remember we both watched it, her Lifetime documentary? And that's how she got big on like the radio circuit, was asking people like really uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about Wendy Williams is like, how like she doesn't censor herself. She literally,
says like inappropriate things, and I don't not like her for it because I view her like not as a, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, because sometimes she says stuff and I'm just like, golly, why are you saying this? And I actually am just like, what? But she's one of those people where I am gonna keep watching because, like, I don't know.
I like how unhinged it is.
Yeah, like, she has no filter, which I like.
Yeah.
But 100. Let's get into the hot topics.
All right.
There's been a lot of topics this last week.
Hot topics. Hot topics.
Should we whack out onto, like, the set?
Oh my gosh, should we?
Should we, yeah.
Is that too much work? All right, let's do it.
Is that too much walk? All
right. Da-na-na-da-na. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Oh, that's what I wish I could be Wendy Williams for a day when she walks out for the Hot Topics and there's all those cameras flashing, like, you know, those fake camera graphics, and, like, everyone's cheering and she stands there for, like, 10 seconds. Just people are clapping and she's just like, yep, here I am.
I know, she's like, I am here and you guys are the reason you guys are here.
All right, let's get into Hot Topics, shall we?
Yes.
Let's see what the hot gossip is. Now you see a photo of a hamburger behind us if this is Wendy Williams.
Okay.
Shake Shack Founders Restaurant Group is going to require customers to show proof of vaccination to eat at Shake Shack.
First of all,
clap.
Shake Shack is one.
Before you say anything, audience, clap if you're vaccinated. And then like some people would clap, you know? And you would say, clap if you think you should be vaccinated at Shake Shack. And then, you know, everyone would clap and she'd pull one person and say, oh, what are you have against it? And then she like single them out, you know?
Oh, yeah. I would. That's why I'd be kind of scared to go just because of that.
Oh, yeah. But I almost want to be like the person who has the unpopular opinion so she does notice me, you know?
Oh, no. But to be honest, if I went, I might make up a fake story so I can be an Ask Wendy saying,
oh, yeah, those are always
I'm
fake.
Dating someone and he cheated on me and he cheated with my dad or something.
Those are always 100% fake.
They seem fake, but maybe they're real.
But, oh, yeah, just the ones I've seen. I don't watch it every day. But, so Shake Shack is going to require people to be vaccinated to eat there, which is great because we're vaccinated and I honestly love Shake Shack.
I love Shake Shack. We had it a month ago and it was like,
oh, so good. But my question with this is, do you think it's going to, everyone's like congratulating them being like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But my whole thing is it going to be a little tiny sign on the door that says, you have to be vaccinated? It's like, no one's, people are just gonna lie.
Yeah, okay, so throughout, this kind of goes with masks, because when you go to Walmart, so what I'm talking about is like in January, when masks were required, at least in the US, I don't know about other countries, they said masks required, but if you wanted to not wear a mask, I always wore a mask because it's safer, but if you wanted to not wear a mask, nothing happens. Like, from what I saw, people wearing masks and just ding-dong, you know? Like, ding-donging, just being casual.
Like,
about
not
it.
Wearing a mask, you mean?
Yeah, people... Oh, yeah. Did I say wearing a mask?
I actually don't know.
Oh, people not wearing a mask and just ding-donging.
Yeah, like,
ding-donging,
when you went to Walmart...
Casual.
When you went to Walmart in March, where we live at least, like, probably 80% of people wearing masks and then 20 weren't, but, like, they were supposed to, but, like, the workers are like, oh, whatever, like everyone else. You know what I mean? They're like, are we going to fight everyone?
That's what I'm kind of confused about, is that people posted these Twitter things about workers getting in fights with customers. From what I've seen, that's never happened. But
maybe
then
just
again,
where
I've
we
only
live,
experienced 0.001%.
Maybe just where we live, the workers were like, we just don't want to get into the drama.
Yeah. So I'm
also,
curious,
it was just
shake-
like one out of like 10 people. But for this whole thing, I just want to know if, I have a feeling it's going to be something more serious. Like, but are they going to have someone at the door?
No, for some reason with Shake Shack, just because they've done other things like this, I'm pretty sure, from my knowledge, I picture, even though it could just be that sign, I picture them to like, you actually have to bring an ID. Like the
vaccination they'll hire another employee to be at the door? Or are you going to do it at the checkout? And then what if the long... I'm just trying to think of the logistics. Because what if the line gets so long and then like someone's like, oh, whatever, I am vaccinated, but I just don't have it with me. Are they just going to let them stay, I'm guessing?
Then also...
You know what I mean? Like, are they really, after you pay, are they going to be like, you have to... If they say, trust me, I promise I'm vaccinated, I just forgot the proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then not that, like, business is ahead of the virus, but I'm saying, like, do they really want to lose the customers that aren't vaccinated?
Maybe they just are hoping that's such a small percentage?
Well, according to the stats, it's a big percentage, right?
Oh, yeah. That's true. Maybe you have Shake Shack customers. I don't know.
I think
I'm glad that they're doing that. I'm just wondering about the logistics of how it's going to be done. I wonder if it will just be like a sign on the door and then, you know what I mean?
It's like cool it's sort of like doing that. I just want to know how it's going to happen and slash... Even if it doesn't mean anything, it's cool that they're doing it.
Yeah, at least they're trying,
but
I guess.
Is it going to actually mean anything? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's sort of like 2 months ago when they were like, if you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And then just like everyone doesn't wear a mask because they're like,
the people
who aren't getting vaccinated are just going to be like, oh, we just aren't going to as well, you know?
But if this does happen, will people actually look at your vaccination ID? I'm going to have to stop bringing it around.
Because it's just know where mine is.
Dangling in my room.
I swear to God, I don't know where mine is.
Why didn't they make it fit in wallets? That's just annoying.
I don't know. Can't you like add it to your phone or something?
Like, and why is it made with paper? Make it like plastic. Why am I so mad about this?
The most annoying people like mad about the vaccination proof. So we should just be thankful we got one. And we are.
Oh, yeah, I am. But yeah, basically, when I first heard about this Shake Shack thing, I thought they were actually going to make you show the vaccination ID. But
maybe
I'm
they
not
will.
Sure.
Honestly, who knows? I read the article and never said like how they were going to do it. The article I read.
What if all they're doing is just doing that?
Just add a little, like, imagine if all they just add the tiniest little stick on the door.
Vaccinations required. What if it was this, the most passive aggressive thing? Vaccinations required, so please have a vaccination. But if you don't, I mean, like, you can come in, but please don't. But you can, I guess.
You can get takeout, though. No, but the good thing they are doing is they are making their workers get it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, at least, like, that I'm assuming they're actually going to make them show proof that they're working there, you know? But anyway, moving on. Switch the Wendy Williams screen. Kelly Clarkson. First of all, clap if you've listened to her music. You know, she always would like... Wendy,
be so shady.
I feel like Wendy throws shade at people. Like, I mean, obviously everyone's listening to Kelly Clarkson's music, but I feel like she would say some sort of comment with the clapping, you know?
Oh!
If you never watch Wendy Williams, she always does a thing where she makes the audience clap about certain things.
She wouldn't say listen to her music. She would say this. I know she'd say this. She would say, clap if you've heard about her in the last 5 years. She would say that.
Oh my God, Wendy.
But Kelly Clarkson... Wait, are you going to talk about her divorce?
Oh, yeah, that's what the hot topic is.
Oh, okay.
The hot topic of the week.
So basically, Lucas is the Hollywood insider, and I'm just like
you're
a
Wendy.
Little guy from Nebraska.
You're Wendy, and I'm like
the Hollywood, like
the one
like
giving
the
tea.
Radar online executive or something. I don't know.
Those people she has on. Yeah. So Kelly Clarkson is going to have to pay her ex-husband $200,000 in support a month. What do y'all think?
So how long has this divorce been going on? Have you researched or is that...
People are just surprised because they're like, how? He needs that much money from her? Like, get your own income, sir. But I guess, you know what I mean? And then they found out how much she makes a month. Guess how much it is.
She's on The Voice. She has her own tax show. I'm guessing like $3 million a month.
$1.6 million.
$200,000 out of $1.6 million, that's like a big chunk.
Yeah, she's giving that to him each month. And people also pointed out that this was extra sad because she had a song called Piece by Piece. And these are the lyrics. He never walks away and he never asks for money. And now he's asking for $200,000 a month.
I mean, okay, so...
So he really... She needs to...
What's his, like, excuse to getting the 200 grand a month?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't look into it that much. But I'm assuming maybe just because, like, they live such a lavish lifestyle together that he was like, well, I have to keep this lifestyle when I'm with the kids. I'm assuming they have kids.
So did they just get divorced? Like, you don't know?
I don't really know. Oh, I think I learned this from Wendy. They had a divorce during quarantine.
Oh, so they were hanging out with each other a little too
much. Yeah, they got... She was always working, usually, so they had a good dynamic. And then once they were stuck in one house together, it all went downhill.
Well... I mean, Kelly Clarkson, like, I feel bad for you. Like,
I know, I do feel bad for her. I think she deserves love, and
I don't know the
girl, you'll find it.
Yeah, I don't know the full situation, but from what I know, she seems like a sweet person.
Oh, yeah, her talk show when she starts every show singing a song. Like, she sings just random pop culture songs to start each show.
Yeah.
She deserves love and...
How many kids do they have together? Do you know?
I don't even know if they do have kids. I'm just assuming. They do.
Yeah,
don't
they for sure have like 2 or 3.
Yeah, I would assume 3.5. Next up on Hot Topics Bro Show, Mario Lopez.
Okay, let me show him Mario Lopez and Kelly Kapowski.
Mario Lopez. This one I had to include because I typed in just top celebrity stories of the week. And this one was on here and I clicked on it. And it's so funny. It's just an ad. It was on E! Online. I don't know if Mario Lopez is getting a cut, if E! Online does ads with people, but it's Mario Lopez is back to school. He loves DSW for back to school. And it said the father of free dished on why DSW is the go-to store for him and his wife, Courtney, and their 3 kids. Don't we all love shopping at DSW? Even celebrities can't help sharing their love for the amazing deals on shoes and accessories. Even the bachelorette JoJo said she loves DSW, as well as someone from Selling Sunset also loves DSW.
Wait. So I'm so confused because this is obviously like a deal, but do all these people get paid like that person from Selling Sunset?
Maybe E! News is like, hey, they reach out to people and they're like, do you want to do a DSW ad with us? I don't know how it works. I didn't know this existed. Trying to share it.
I literally didn't know either.
Yeah, and it said the latest celeb to share their love for the affordable shoe store is Mario Lopez and his entire family. And then here's a quote from Mario Lopez
that he gave
exclusively to E! About DSW. The whole Lopez fam bam is in on the act, and I'm excited to team up with DSW, kicking off the upcoming fall and back to school seasons. We just want to let people know that it's a one-stop shop for families, and
okay,
my family loves it.
Okay, you need to stop talking. It's too funny.
They've got all the cool kicks that we like for mom, dad, and the kids. You can get everything, including Adidas, Timberlands, New Balance, and all that fun stuff at DSW.
That's the most corny shit ever.
Honestly, get the bag, Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All those people get the bag. I just didn't know that was a thing.
You know that quote that was sent to them from Mario Lopez? He's never even seen it. Someone texted him one day and said, do you want to do his DSW deal for blah, blah, blah money? And he said, sure. And they said, they send the quote. He hasn't even thought about it since.
What I was also thinking is like, you know he's never been inside of one of them.
Yeah, I mean, like... Yeah, he's never been. DSW.
It's designer shoe warehouse, but it doesn't actually sell designer shoes, right?
Is it like? Oh, is it sort of like Marshalls?
No, I don't know. I just know I've drove past one. I have been inside of a DSW once.
I mean, maybe one person who listens to the podcast will go to DSW now, so their ad worked.
I know it worked on us, and then it's working.
And
on
I kind of want to see
listeners.
What DSW is about now.
Okay, so now since I like Mario Lopez, I'm gonna shop though.
Yeah, next up on the Hot Topics, this is also from E! Online. This is just a random article that really isn't about like a trend, It's not about a recent item, but it just says all the stars who have dated their celebrity crushes.
okay, let's hear.
First up, Machine Gun Kelly used to have a crush on Megan Fox, now they're dating. So a decade ago, he had a poster of her in his bedroom wall. Aw. Clap, guys, if you're a fan of them together. Perfect. Next up, Justin and Hailey Bieber. Hailey was a Belieber, and now they're married. Clap if we got any Beliebers in the audience.
Everyone was a Belieber when they were younger.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner? Oh, this actually, Joe Jonas was obsessed with her because he was a Game of Thrones fan.
And then they just mutt.
Yeah, now they're together. Calvin, see, this is probably what Wendy has to do. Like, as I'm doing the Hot Topic, I'm getting a vibe from the room that no one's into it. So I'm going to move into a different Hot Topic.
No, I just know how I go pee.
Okay, let's take a piss.
Da-da-da.
We're back. We are back from the pee break. Hot Topics is continuing. It's almost over, so don't get worried. Dua Lipa is the latest celeb sued for posting photo of herself on social media. Basically, a paparazzi company is seeking $150,000 from Dua Lipa for posting a photo of herself on her Instagram that they took.
I heard about this happening with other celebs, but I thought there was like a law made or something.
I don't know. They said that because she uses her Instagram to monetize, they need $150,000 for that post.
Oh, okay.
I don't think should be a thing. I feel like if it's a photo of you that someone took, you're allowed to post it, right? Or is it also, like, I guess, the photographer?
Part of me gets both sides. So I just think if I was Dua Lipa, I'd be so annoyed. Like, I'm more on Dua Lipa's side. But at the same time, if I was the paparazzi, I'd be like, wait, but I spent like 2 hours waiting outside. So like, it's a business. We need to make money.
Yeah, it is. I can see both sides. Also, I think it's because I view Instagram not really as like she's making so much money from it. But I mean, I would get it if like, say, for example, she had like a Fit Tea ad or some sort of ad on her Instagram. And for the photo for the ad post, she used their photo. But if it's,
yeah, that but if would it's make
just like,
more sense.
I think she just posted it and it was just like, oh, landed at the airport and just posted a photo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess then she uses that Instagram profile to monetize. So it technically is a business. So it'd be like,
honestly, I'm more on Dua Lipa's side.
Yeah,
but
it seems ridiculous, but yeah.
But what ended up happening with all the other ones? Do you know?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of like Kim Kardashian got sued.
I wonder if does that ever happen on the Wendy Williams show when she asked the insider, like, what else happened? They said, honestly, I don't know.
No, I think it's all planned, though.
Oh, like, that's true.
But yeah, that is such a weird scenario. Like, someone takes a photo of you and you can't post it.
I know, like, you don't own the photo. Like, just think of any person. Like, if someone takes a photo of you at Applebee's and you aren't, they own that photo. Is that how it works? Like, if I take photos of anyone, do I own them? Or do they have to be a public person?
Isn't it something where, like, you can only paparazzi public people?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because couldn't you not paparazzi a random person because, like, that's illegal? Or you couldn't take photos of a random person, right? Even?
But what if they post themselves on Instagram? They consider it a public
person?
Yeah,
that's what I've, like, I remember thinking about that before, like, so if you are a paparazzi, isn't anyone free game if they'll kind of have a follow? Like if you post on Instagram and your profile is public, you technically are a public person.
That's true.
So I'm just confused about what a public person means.
So that is the end of the Hot Topic segment. I'll now hand it over to Jacob.
That was a good Hot Topic session.
Thanks. I feel like we got into a lot of juice.
I found out the most interesting one was the Shake Shack because I just love Shake Shack so
much. Oh, so good. We had it like 2 weeks ago. It was so good.
What city is it from again?
New York. I think it's like New York's version of In-N-Out. That's what I've heard at least.
Okay. It just is
so good.
And it's vegan. It just, everything. Okay, so I've been wanting to do this topic, but I couldn't find much on it. But I found an article. I want to do trends of the week. But I couldn't.
Oh, this is very much the Wendy Williams show. I love it. People are eating it up.
I couldn't find trends of the week, though. So I found
What would a trend article of the week be? Were you talking about fashion trends?
Oh, like trends of the week, like TikTok trends. It was like, you know, the internet, true. Like things only last a day nowadays.
There hasn't really, I don't know if I'm out of the loop. Tell me if I'm wrong, but there hasn't been like a trend in a while.
That's the thing is, I feel like TikTok, like, I go on it every few days, but I'm guessing, like, every day there's a new TikTok trend.
I'm thinking of those trends that I'm sure on TikTok there's, like, yeah, so many trends today. I'm talking about those TikToks that actually everyone on the internet sees. For example, Ice Bucket Challenge, Say So Challenge, where you did the Say So dance. I feel like that hit everywhere. Like, even, like, just so many people are doing it. Where's the newest one?
I think that only happens in a blue moon, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, but we haven't had one in a while.
Probably once every 6 months, something like that happens.
Where's the throwback challenge?
Probably the last one was WAP, or was the more recent one?
Oh, that's true, the WAP dance.
So that was, like, 8 months ago.
Has there been a more recent one? Like, a trend?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, like, I've seen, like, trends on Twitter, like, the person that sings "The Rest Is Still Unwritten," she did a trend for her song, but I don't know what the trend is. So that one wouldn't be like a mainstream one, but it would be like a sideliner.
But you found an article about trends?
So this is Vogue. These are the items that would define your summer 2021. And we're going to see if we're trendy.
I want to see if I'm having a Vogue-approved summer.
Okay, so first of all, it shows a picture of Hailey Bieber. What do you think of her?
Thumbs down.
Well,
I'm just kidding. She seems like a very nice person.
I would
that
never
sounds like I'm throwing shade. I honestly think she seems really nice.
I would never say my actual opinions. No,
are the only one I've ever loved. I mean, if he's going to write that about her, then
she's probably like cool.
Yeah, I mean, he writes some really good songs about her.
Okay, knit bucket hats. First of all, these look sick as fuck.
Oh,
I want to get one. Like, bucket hats are cool, but these. Okay, basically,
but I gotta say, bucket hats. I swear, from maybe 5 or 6 years ago, people have been saying they're the new trend. Is it like Dippin' Dots, where it's always going to be the future of ice cream? They've been saying it's going to be a new trend
maybe
for so long.
There's no such thing as trends. You know, it's timeless.
I swear, I remember people saying bucket heads are the new thing, like, swear to God, in 2015.
Yeah, I feel like that always will be a thing. Same with, what's another thing, a clothing
item? Where everyone
item.
Keeps pretending that it's new.
Oh, this is one that I 100% think people are always going to say, it's trendy, and it is trendy. Celebrities and models wear it. Overalls. People are going to say for the next...
Oh, yeah.
I remember back in 2016, people saying, is it cool to wear overalls? Today, someone probably asked me, is it cool to wear overalls? What I mean, like, people would ask me, is it cool? Because I'm not a fashion person. But I mean, people would ask, like, just be wondering, like, overalls are a thing? Like, you can wear overalls whenever, but people are always going to say, it's coming back in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so bucket hats, I haven't worn.
I've never worn a bucket hat in my life.
Checkered board bikinis. These are cool, too.
Oh, cool. But if I wore a bikini, I for sure would wear one.
Yeah, so I haven't worn that, but... But I did have checkered board swim trunks, so I get 1 point.
What?
I get 1 point. Because I had checkered board swim trunks.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so who's the most fashionable at the end of this, okay?
All right. So far, you've had one. I've had none.
Rectangle sunglasses.
I do have those. Remember those ones I wear that, like...
Yeah,
cool.
So you do get a point up.
Yeah, I'm not wearing them right now, but like I have those ones that kind of like...
They're kind of like that, but slimmer.
Yeah, whenever I wear them, I feel like a badass.
They are really cool.
Yeah, I have a whole different persona when I wear them.
It's kind of like a thing where like you don't want people to notice you.
Yeah, it's very much like, yeah, I'm trying to hide from the public when I wear those.
So we both have 1 point. Top and skirt sets. So since we don't wear top skirts, we're just going to do a matching jumpsuit. Do you have a matching jumpsuit?
Yes, I do. Adidas. Yep. I do. Baby blue. I also have a black one.
Well, mine is Adidas and they're both black, but it's not technically matching. Would that count?
Don't we both have matching jumpsuits? Mom got us those fleece ones.
But we don't have a top.
Is it fleece or velvet or what is it?
Velvet.
Probably not actually velvet, but like something like that.
But we don't have a top.
Oh, she only got us one half of it?
Yeah.
Ew!
So wait, but would it count if I have two black Adidas things, a jacket?
You didn't buy them in a set, so nope, I'm more fashionable than you.
Okay, so two of us.
I remember I bought an Adidas set because I thought I was going to wear it on a plane to Vegas. When I lived in LA, I was like, oh, that'd be such a cool like plane outfit.
Wait, that's all you got it for?
Yeah, but I wore it from other times. So that was the main reason. I thought I'd be like, funny. Oh, like travel days, you know?
What
like,
color was it?
I pictured
it?
Myself like in an airport, wearing the jumpsuit, you know? Like traveling places.
It is really travel.
Because I was like, oh, I need like an airport outfit.
Oh, yeah. That does scream travel.
Yeah.
Square toe sandals.
Nope. Haven't worn.
Crochet tops? These are also cool.
I would not wear that because you can't put it in the washer. Croquet sets?
This is when you get to the point where you have to go to a dry cleaner.
Oh, I would never. I could
it
never.
It would be cool to have a crochet vest and then I'd wear a white t-shirt under. But I don't have it, so I don't get a point. Middle school inspired accessories. These are cool. I get a point because these are from Claire's and that's a middle school.
Oh,
so
you are wearing earrings. I have wanted to get into necklaces. Like I've wanted to wear a necklace.
That is
even
cool.
Like a couple necklaces. Like that'd be kind of a look.
Part of me wants to get a tattoo that's middle school inspired.
I want to get a tattoo necklace.
So
that'd be so gross.
So what this article means by middle school inspired is like a bunch of beads, smiley faces, colorful. Very middle school. We both have 2 points then.
I think,
yeah.
Right?
Poplin crop tops. Don't know what that means.
Nope.
Fishnet totes.
Nope.
We're done.
Okay, so we're tied.
Yeah, so those are the summer trends of 2021.
Okay.
And,
we like to educate you guys. We like to keep you guys up to fashion. We know you guys want to know what's going on, what's hot, what's not, and what's trending. And that's why you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, you really want to keep up with pop culture and be your best self. And the only way you can be your best self is if you keep up with the people that are trendy, that are better than us.
Do you want to go to the bash and not be wearing the right shoes? And everyone's wondering why you're wearing last summer's outfit? No, that's why you listen to The Bro Show. We keep you up to date on everything, socially, fashionly, and all the other ways. Interior design, we talk about it all here. And it's all about how to be the most chic person in the room. That's what The Bro Show motto is.
Yes. Put on your sunglasses a little bit and look. It's like bright as up.
How do we deal with these lights all the time?
I swear.
Damn.
Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about was... So I was thinking about the beginning.
Of life?
Of everything. So I thought of the beginning of onions.
Those always been on trend?
Well, yeah. So like, I know some of you guys might be thinking like, I don't care, but I know you do care is the thing.
Yeah, the thing is, I thought I didn't care at first, but now I want to know the beginning of onions. Because yeah, why did people like them at first? They're so such a weird taste. I love them.
Because I view onions now as a seasoning. It's something to elevate other things. For example, that's why people have thruples, because you need one person to elevate the other person.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I'm joking.
For example, a salad. Just thinking of a salad with only good stuff is gross. Like, I want some gross stuff in there. Like, some onions that every time you bite into it, it's this weird, like, tangy taste that just grosses you out. Like, you need that in a salad.
Yeah, can we actually talk about that?
You need the good with the bad. Like, that's the biggest metaphor for life.
You need the good for the bad.
You can't just have the good, or you won't be appreciating it. You need all the spice and dark corners.
Think about boiling on mac and cheese. Oh, it tastes like slime. It looks like slime. You need some gross ass shit. Add some crunchy gross shit from the cabinet.
Yeah, jalapenos that just gross you
out.
Add
some peppers, and it just, pain equals happiness in the future. That's why people take cold showers.
100%.
What is helping people? So, onions throughout the ages, okay?
What website is this? Who wrote this?
This is, okay, I'm not even joking. I was wowed when I found this was a thing. The NOA.
What is
the
it?
The NOA. Let me find out what it stands for. National Onion Advocate, I'm assuming.
Association?
No, advocacy. I don't know, but it's something about NOA.
Okay, cute. Love it. Okay. Tell me more.
So onions through the ages. Ancient Egypt is the first subject. So I would have never guessed that.
I thought they would just, I just picture onions. I was going to say, I picture them to be like from America. That's a really ignorant thing to say though.
No, long before farming and even writing was invented, wild onions were a staple of the prehistoric diet. So probably even before ancient Egypt, just ancient Egypt has the first like story about
onions. Dinosaurs eat onions?
That's the thing, they could have.
They didn't plant things though. They just ate what was available.
Well, they did talk to each other.
So like, who found onions? They don't know.
Let me see if it says at top. Many archaeologists, botanists, food historians believe onions originated in Central Asia. Other research suggests onions were first grown in Iran and West Pakistan.
Okay.
So yeah. Onions will be full farming and stuff. They just will, I guess.
An onion
where
bush.
Where does onions come from? Trees?
Onion bush.
Onion bush?
Yeah, onion vine.
Okay, so ancient Egypt.
Onion ground.
In ancient Egypt, onions were an object of worship, symbolizing eternity to those who buried onions along their pharaohs.
They buried humans with onions around them?
Yeah, because the Egyptians saw eternal life in the anatomy of the onion because of its circle within a circle structure.
It is. Oh, you peel it and there's all those different layers. Oh, that's cool.
That's what
I'm going to
say is that onions are above everyone else. They have a lot of power.
That's just weird thinking of stuff that was so sacred back then, but now we're just like chopping an onion, not giving a shit. Like, it's funny thinking about like, what do we think is sacred right now that in 1,000 years will just be dirt on the ground no one cares about?
No, well, it's going to be gone.
Like gold,
years.
For example. Like, will gold always be the... Like, well, do you think gold will just be a thing that you wipe your ass with in 1,000 years?
Yeah, that's the thing is that, like, I remember hearing lobster. You know how you view that as an expensive thing?
Oh, yeah, rich people.
Yeah, so I guess lobster in, like, Maine and stuff, they had a bunch of fucking lobster. And they... And when it lobster first got, like... It wasn't invented, obviously, but when they first started eating lobster, like humans...
Yeah, a lot.
Well, in the U.S. at least.
Yeah.
Literally, like, people that were poor would eat it. I'm laughing because it sounds like I'm grossed out. I didn't mean it like that. I meant people that were poor would eat it. That's all I meant.
People that were poor would eat it.
You guys know what I mean. Obviously, I don't.
Also,
you know.
It used to be like kind of a very commoner type of thing, but now it's like, oh my God, I'm so bougie. If you ate lobster at Red Lobster, it's like, okay, you got a raise.
You got a raise. Basically, someone that was really rich and fancy ate it and was like, this tastes good. And then it ended up being what it is today.
Wow. They stole it from them. And so then the people who actually liked it probably couldn't afford
it anymore.
That's how so annoying.
Up. That's like me liking. What's something that's McChicken? And then this rich Jeff Bezos tries it and says, this is my favorite thing. And then he mocks it up $5. I'm not going to buy a McChicken for $6. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. By the way, would you ever want to go to space like Jeff Bezos and his penis ship?
Oh, yeah. I saw people saw their penis ship. Penis ship. I'd be down.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I mean, unless like it was so advanced like 50 years from now. Like, I don't want to go anytime soon.
Part
I'm just down
just
with
like,
Earth.
Yeah, okay, so I would be down to go to space, but there's also a part of me thinking like, okay, and this does sound like ignorant, and like, okay, well, we have everything here, it's fine, but we don't. But like, I just think like, do I really
I
need to go to space?
I just don't want to go. Like, I don't want to, I feel like even if, I would just have to stay here probably.
But it would be exciting.
Like, I'm so excited other people are going. Because like, I do not want to go.
I
but
feel
like
I
want to like watch documentaries about it and stuff.
But like, if I like somehow knew someone that had the ability to get me to space and they were down for me to go with them, I feel like I would.
I mean, who knows? In 50 years, I'll be like 77, but maybe then it will be just so normal to go to the moon and I will go.
Oh, yeah. Just be like a vacation.
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, yeah, going to Hawaii or going to the moon.
So next up is the Israelites in biblical times.
They eat onions in the Bible?
Yeah, the children of Israel. So this is a quote. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. So basically, Jesus ate onions.
Love.
Okay.
What is annoying as people?
India is next up. As early as the 6th century, the famous medical treatise, I'm going to butcher
treatise?
This person's name, celebrated the onion as medicine. Good for digestion, the how eyes and joints. I read this older day and I was like, I love onions.
Back then, like, how would they even think to even, how would they even come up with the conclusion of something helps something? Like, how would they say it helps the joints? Like, maybe it was passed down from their grandparents and stuff.
Or would they just eat it and be like, wait, I can run a marathon. Let's do it.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they were like, yeah, I was really backed up until I had an onion. Now it just all flew out.
4th century Greece. The physician, I'm not going to say their name because I'm going to butcher it again, noted several medicine uses of onions. Greeks used them to fortify athletes for the Olympic Games before competition. Athletes consumed pounds of onions and rubbed onions on their body?
They had it.
Onions are powerful, and I mean it.
These people were smelling funky.
I know. And then, early Roman Empire. Onions. Before, by the volcanoes. I'm trying to see what it says. Yeah, onion to cure vision, induce sleep, inhale such maladies as mouth sores, dog bites, toothaches, lumbago. So basically, they had a bunch of benefits for onions, too.
Oh my God, people have been using these.
And then we're getting way sooner, Europe. Cuisine. How do you say that?
Cuisine.
Of the Middle Ages regularly featured beans, cabbage, and onions. In addition to serving as a food for the poor and the wealthy, onions were prescribed to alleviate headaches, snake bites, and hair loss.
We should be rubbing onions all over our head.
Okay, now we're going to the Native Americans. Strains of wild onion grew throughout North America, were gathered and used raw, cooked, and as a seasoning. That's what I know it as. Native Americans also used onions in soups and dyes and even as toys.
As toys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the
throwing them around
history.
Like a baseball?
Yeah, and now today we eat them as wings, fried.
Oh, yeah, fried rings. Fried onion rings are the best.
Think about it. If someone from those days thought that onion cured all this stuff, and then they learned that while frying them and burning them in butter, they'd be disgusted.
And they just see us all eating them, grease running down chin, onion rings dipped in like a big thing of mayo.
It'd be so gross out.
I know. Should we get to some emails?
No, this is an Olive, the History of Pineapple next.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is it?
This one's a quicker, guys. Don't worry.
Back at school.
The History of Pineapple. Its origin, first of all.
Why did you pick onion and pineapple anyway? What inspired the picking?
Well, first of all, I did the origins of apples, but then all that popped up was Apple the company, Steve Jobs. So I was like, this is going to take too long to dig through the web.
To get through all the Apple company ones.
So the history of pineapple, this is from the kitchenproject.com. Historians believe that pineapple originated in Brazil and South Africa. Members of European royal families soon developed a liking for it. It gradually became available to the rich, the noble, and the elite. James Dole... Dole Pineapple Company?
Shut up.
See, James Dole did a lot to popularize the fruit and make it affordable. With his pineapple plantations in Hawaii, his goal was to have the convenient canned pineapple in every grocery store in the country, and then he did it somehow.
And we all know the Dole. When you think pineapple, you think Dole. D-O-L-E. Dole. Pineapple. He did it. It's still going on today.
Now, you may be thinking, how did the word pineapple happen, though? Now we'll get into that.
Okay, why is it an apple of the pine?
The word pineapple in English was first recorded in 1398 when it was originally used to describe... This is funny. This is what I read this earlier. Describe the reproductive organs of conifer trees, now termed pine cone trees. When European explorers discovered their tropical fruit, they called them pineapples because the resemblance between the reproductive organs of these trees. I didn't know trees had reproductive organs.
Oh, yeah, that grosses me out.
They have a vagina.
That just gross. I don't want trees. Trees shouldn't be allowed to have that.
So that's alpha pineapples, but I will say three random facts, okay?
Oh, I want to learn some shit about pineapples. I didn't know.
A pineapple cannot ripen more after it is picked.
Wait! Is this real? I'm actually shook because I didn't get it at first.
No, that isn't true because hacking bitches always say you have to decide which pineapple to pick at the grocery store. They say Connor picked.
A pineapple cannot ripen after it is picked.
Then why at the grocery store do we pretend there's ways to figure out which ones are ripe?
Wild. I didn't let
that
it
one
soak
is.
In.
I just debunked that. There's a whole TikTok trend about how to pick the perfect
Those
pineapple.
Those bitches are lying for the chuns.
So they're always the same amount of ripeness?
According to the Kitchen Project.
The Kitchen Project is all lies.
Okay.
It's fake.
An unripe pineapple not only tastes awful, it can be poisonous.
Wait, a what?
An unripe pineapple not only tastes awful.
It can be poisonous?
I didn't know this. I'm laughing because it sounded so dramatic.
So if you're on like a deserted island right now listening to this and you aren't using your Wi-Fi to get help and instead you're listening to the Bro Show and you see a pineapple... Maybe don't eat it because it could kill you. So you need to eat the ones distributed by the grocery stores.
I'm not saying I was poisoned this year, but I did eat pineapple and my stomach hurt really bad after.
Oh, it does hurt your... It can hurt... It can fuck up your tongue.
No, yeah, because I didn't eat... Prior to this experience, I didn't eat pineapple for months. And I think it was my... Because I had a bunch of acid in it. I think my stomach lining was like... I ate so much.
Does it ever hurt your tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst.
Popcorn hurt your lips.
A lot of fruit like irritates your stomach though, like bananas.
Oh, but if I eat it during the morning, it doesn't. It's wild. I'm really unique. Okay, now we're in the last one.
You have
one.
Food allergies.
Two, let's see. The fruit, peel, and the juice of pineapples is said to remove warts. I wish I would have known
you
this years
ago. You used to be
a
wart boy.
Yeah, but I went to the dermatologist. It turns out I didn't need to. I could
the
just...
what of them? The skin?
Well, the fruit, peel, and juice. All of it. Is
oh
said to remove warts. But the thing is,
what about genital warts?
Is said.
Oh, so it's not like they aren't going to go as far to say it does remove them. It is said. But
so
like,
it's kind of like
no,
me saying
proven.
It is said that I ate ketchup last night, but I didn't. So
yeah,
I'm
it's said
it
that
up.
Ketchup cures diabetes. Well, is there proof? But you could still say that, you know?
That's the thing.
Well, thanks for that info.
Yeah, so those are just two things, the origins of pineapple and the origins of... onions. I just wanted to let you guys know I was curious and I bought like a few of you feel enlightened.
And we'll end this by just reading two emails.
Okay, let's hear them.
So first one is, I'm addicted to Sims. I'm 24 years old and I've been living with my boyfriend for the past 2 years. 6 months ago, I quit my job. And the thing is, I basically been playing The Sims 3 all day. I like it more than the fourth Sims, by the way. That's what she said.
Oh, okay, I kind of get what you're saying. I haven't played either of them in a while, but with Grand Theft Auto 2, I think I might like the old ones better than the new ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can get where you're coming from. She goes on, I tell my boyfriend that I am looking for a job while he is at work. When in reality, from the moment I wake up to when he arrives from his job, I'm just playing The Sims. I want to do other things, but it's so tempting seeing the computer. And when I start, I can't stop. I feel so guilty after because my boyfriend is awesome and never pressures me to work or makes me feel bad about not finding a job, but I feel bad that he has to pay all the bills.
I'm sorry for laughing. I took it as a joke, but it sounds like there's an actual problem here.
I think maybe I do it to escape from the real world because it gives me a lot of anxiety to look for a job. But I know I have to do it eventually, but I can't stop playing. I know you guys play The Sims. Have you ever been addicted? And how do I stop?
So, The Sims, I was addicted when I was, like, younger, but Rollercoaster Tycoon, if I was gonna get addicted to a video game right now, I'd be Rollercoaster Tycoon.
Yeah, me and my older sister were very addicted to The Sims growing up. Like, we'd get home from school, play it till I went to bed, and my dad saw that shit and snapped the CD. And we were so mad, though. Like, I still don't forgive him for it, but I was pissed. It was Sims 3. I mean, it was The Sims Living Spaces. It was the most fun one, and he broke the CD because he said, you guys need to just do something.
I just remember being so annoyed because Lucas was probably 16. He had his own MacBook, and one of our sisters, Ali, and then our little brother, Ethan, we would switch off playing The Sims. But sometimes you wouldn't let us on your computer. We would literally use your computer to play it.
I'm surprised I haven't let you guys.
Sometimes you wouldn't let us, and it was just a big, stressful situation.
But I actually remember there was this girl I worked with who told me she actually... We were talking about The Sims for some reason, and she told me that she literally was addicted when she was a teenager. She had to go to counseling.
So she's
like, this is an actual thing. My dad snapped the CD and broke my addiction, but there's people who literally... She said she had to go to therapy for it.
That's insane.
Because she was that addicted. So, like,
you can get addicted to anything.
Yeah, just, I would say just cut it off cold turkey. I know that's probably not, like, if you're addicted to, like, hard drugs or something, but I would say, or if you were actually, maybe you could, since you're so addicted to it right now, you should use it as a reward system. You should actually tell yourself and don't break your own, like, goals you set for yourself each day. Actually have a goal each day. I'm going to genuinely look for jobs and... Once I do that for a few hours, then I can reward myself with Sims, you know?
That's a good idea because I actually do that with editing because I like filming way more than editing. So when I'm editing, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm actually going to finish adding music, like doing zoom-ins, and then I can watch a YouTube video. Because every time I go on YouTube, there's like one video that I really want to watch.
Yeah.
But sometimes I procrastinate and just watch YouTube. So that would be a good advice.
Yeah, you should not allow yourself to play it until you do a bunch of productive things to try to get a job.
Another thing I thought was just live your life, try to get a job, just do stuff other than play The Sims, and then dedicate 2 hours to 1 hour to playing The Sims a day.
Yeah.
Because obviously you love
Set
The Sims.
Set boundaries. Like, it seems like you need boundaries.
Because if you really love The Sims, I feel like you should be able to play it.
Yeah, so many people...
Like 12 hours a day.
So many people game. They game after work and stuff. They're like, oh, I'm a gamer, you know? Game.
You could also incorporate your boyfriend. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah, incorporate your boyfriend into it.
So oh, yeah, but Sims is more of a singular experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play with
you. You don't really want, because you have a whole different family on there. Like, it'd be kind of weird if he peers
like
in.
Kind of cheating if he
I know, if he
out.
Peers in and like sees what you're doing on there, it could ruin a lot, you know? So I get it. Like,
but the good part of it is...
Well, at least the good thing is you're recognizing that you should change.
Yeah, like you're not oblivious to the
facts. Yeah, you aren't fully, like, yes, you just, like, had your boyfriend pay the bills for the last 6 months, but at least you're like, you know what, I need to start putting my weight in. What am I trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But yeah, so you know what? You can do it. We believe in you.
Before we get into the next email, I want to say is that we get some like really sweet emails that we don't ever read, but like those are really nice, the emails that you guys send. Like
those that we don't read on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't read them because they aren't like I don't know, like it's not like a story or something, but there's some emails that we get
or
of,
some
like,
of them seem like just, personal. Like I don't want to share, like it's like, oh, your podcast helped me through this or something like that. So I don't really wanna like share it. It just seems weird.
Oh yeah, even if
but
we don't
read
reply,
them and
like,
we love them reading them.
Yeah, they really make my heart warm and like they're really sweet.
Yeah, so thank you guys for your kind words.
But what's the next email?
Let me see. It says, please help. there's this guy I like, I think at least, and we've been texting. I don't know if this is relevant, but we went to middle school together, so that's how we know each other. He's not very cute, but he's super nice and respectful. He invited me over to his house, and I didn't want to go, so I tried to joke it off by saying, that sounds like my personal hell. And now
wait,
he keeps...
Wait, didn't we read this last week?
Wait, did we? I don't think we did.
I think we might have.
No, I don't remember reading this, do I? I think you probably just read it, right?
Oh, we read it. I was with you when I read it. Okay.
All right, so anyway, she was invited over to his house. She didn't want to go, so she made a joke saying, that sounds like my personal hell, going to his house. And now he keeps apologizing for making me uncomfortable. But the thing is, I wasn't uncomfortable. It's been a week, and he hasn't texted me. What do I do? So I guess... She actually, this whole email, the reason why I wanted to talk about it because that makes no sense. First of all, she said, I like him. But then he invited her to his house. She didn't want to go. So she said, that sounds like my personal house. Now he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I must have like crossed a boundary or something. Like, I didn't make you uncomfortable. And then so he keeps apologizing for being uncomfortable. Now he just stopped texting her because he's like, I guess she like hates me or something.
I understand you, goalie, because there's sometimes when like you're talking to someone and like, you feel too awkward to say something, so you just, like, say something random.
Yeah, you say a joke that just doesn't land, and now the person, like, you know what I mean? So I get where you are, but it just, you must not like him, though, if you didn't want to hang out.
Well, maybe you just felt too awkward that night, though.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But the thing is that saying that,
he's
that
not
sounds
cute
like
at
my
all.
Personal health sounds like, like, if someone sent me that, I would actually think, okay, I'm not going to text you. So, like,
oh, yeah,
so it
like,
makes sense why he hasn't texted
like,
you.
Like, if I wanted to hang out with someone, do you want to go, like, to the movies? And they said, that sounds like my personal hell.
I would be like, note to self, never text
them. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I would literally, there'd be a mental note, just never text them ever again. Because I'd be like, they obviously hate me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then also Lucas brought up a good point. Like, just before you pursue it, make sure you actually like him.
Oh, because you also said, you said, I like him, and then in parentheses, you said, I like this guy, and then in parentheses, it said, I think. And then you also said, he's ugly. So it sounds like,
not that looks or everything, but if you genuinely think he's ugly.
Yeah. But from my perspective in your email, it seems like he's good on paper, but you don't have the spark, so don't force it, you know?
Yeah.
Cut him out of your life.
No, but you can try it. Do whatever. And also you can tell him that you were joking or
wait,
something.
Wait, did we already talk about this email?
No, we talked about it in real life.
Oh, okay.
This isn't real life. You know, it's just like
if
a little
if we didn't talk about it last week,
cartoon.
I apologize. Well, I think that's it.
That's so funny when you say things out in real life. Like, I've said that so many times before about YouTube and YouTube videos saying, like, oh, that wasn't... We tried hot wings. If someone asked me, have I tried them? I might say no. And then when I think about it, I say, oh, I did, but it wasn't real life.
Oh, yeah. A little virtual reality.
Because, like, the camera's there.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it happened, but it didn't.
I don't know.
Bye. Thanks for listening, watching, or joining us.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.